darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament, the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world." This is the word of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Son of God came to be with us in the incarnation, that is to say, being born of the Virgin Mary in the small town of Bethlehem. The Son of God came to be with us. Yes, he came to be with us in that manger. The Son of God left us, though, when he bowed his head on the cross and said the famous words, "It is finished." The Son of God came to be with us, for death and grave, yes, the grave could not hold him down. He was resurrected. However, the Son of God left us 40 days after the resurrection when he ascended to heaven to be seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He came, he left, he came, and he left. We are now forced to ask this question: are we now alone? My friends, we are not. When Christ had arisen from the dead and was just on the point of going to heaven, as he parted from his own, he comforted them once more with the assurance of saying these words, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is comforting for us. It is comforting to hear these words of Jesus promising to be with us to the very end of the age. He will be with us to the end of the age. That is certain. Indeed, Christ is not some religious founder who only gives a bunch of theories and ideas and inspirational bumper sticker slogans, dies, and then leaves nothing more than a bunch of philosophies with us. Furthermore, Jesus is not like a jolly good old fellow that only exists in our midst when we remember him. He is not dependent upon the strength of the fond memories passed down from generation to generation. He's also not some iconic figure that exists in our midst through statues and monuments erected to exert his ongoing presence in our midst. Jesus Christ and his church, you, the church, are really different. Yes, the Christian church, that is you, differs from all other religious organizations in that she, yes, the church, she has not only the teachings of her founder, but she also has the founder himself in her midst. Her Savior, the church, her Redeemer, her Helper, her Protector is not absent from her, but is really and truly present at all times and in all places. This is the highest. It is the highest and the sweetest, the most blessed, and the greatest comfort that the Christian church, the bride, the Christian church can have. The evil one, though, and the world, they attack this reality. The world is convinced that we are on our own, left to fend for ourselves, and the evil one will do everything possible to strip you of the Lord's ever-present comfort. Satan, he will attempt to convince you that you do not have Jesus, that Christ is no longer with his church, and that all we have is some faint mere memory of Jesus. Thankfully, my friends, Jesus and this gospel, this precious gospel, and Christ himself are more than a philosophy or an ideology. For if Jesus and this gospel were only a religious idea, you and I would only have Christ's gospel as long as we could keep it in our minds so that we could get comfort from it. Very much, Christ is not some floaty and intangible, some intangible Lord off in the distance, or some dusty memory, but he is the ever-present Lord for you, his church. But if he is ever-present, you may say, where shall we look? Where should you look to find him? Should you look? Maybe we should look deep in the caverns of our heart. That's it. We'll look deep down. We'll pull back the layers and look in the caverns of our heart to find Jesus. My friends, we do not. We do not look to our hearts, for all that we will find in our hearts are layers upon layers upon layers of sin. Should you look upward to the heavens and maybe construct a spiritual ladder to find Jesus and put him in your midst? No, my friends, we cannot climb high enough. Should you construct a time machine and transport yourself back to 32 AD to have Jesus in your midst? No, our Lord is not back there today. He is no longer at the cross. He is no longer in the grave. Yes, at the cross, forgiveness was won for you, but there it was not given out. So where should one look to find Jesus? For he is truly in your midst. Where can one find the comfort of forgiveness and the Lord's abiding presence? Dear friends, look no further. He is here with you tonight. Where, you may say, where on earth is he here in our midst? He is here in your midst, in our midst. Our Lord is here having his words spoken to us. The Lord is here with you in the bread and in the wine, his holy meal that he instituted that Monday, Thursday, 2,000 years ago for you. Forgiveness, the Lord's abiding presence, and comfort are all here in your midst, right before you. No need to look inward. No need to look backwards or forwards or upwards. Here before you, the Lord delivers himself in the bread and the wine, for he is truly present. He is truly present in this holy meal. In the Lord's Supper, Christ, he gives you the consecrated bread with the words, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you." And the consecrated cup with the words, "Take and drink. This is my blood which is shed for the forgiveness of your sins." With these words, the Savior clearly wishes to say to you, take my body and eat it, not as food for your body, but as that body which was given into death for your sins. Take my blood and drink it, not as a drink for your body, but as that blood of the reconciliation which was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. In the Lord's Supper, Christ, he takes ordinary bread and ordinary wine, ordinary earthly things, and he uses them to give himself to us, to you, completely to us. Nothing of himself held back from us. Here I am, he says, given for you. Blessed saints, tonight we remember that we are not only washed clean, body and soul, through holy baptism in his name, but the Lord also is present in our midst, giving us his body into our mouths and his blood into the dust of your flesh. And thereby you are transformed. You are changed from a lowly son of the dust to an adopted son of God Most High. Every natural food we take into our bodies is transformed into our bodies. Only the supper of the Lord, though, is different. For this food transforms you into that which it is. You, the church, are the body of Christ, and the blood of Christ. When you eat and you drink, Christ goes into your bellies and you assume Jesus' rightful place on the Father's heavenly throne. Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Tonight, these words, these precious words, are for you. And they testify that Jesus is not a mere memory or an abstract idea, but is with you and for you. He is with you always to the end of the age. He invites you to his table so that what was finished at Calvary and given over might be received with certainty by you. Take, eat, drink of it, all of you. This is how much he loves you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.